and welcome to From the Haunted Closet. I'm your host, Anna.
Hey, Anna. It's your Jamie.
It's your Jamie?
It's your Jamie here.
I didn't take notes.
Me either.
So I have a few articles I have pulled up that I'm going to be trying to either quote or, you know, kind of looking down at as my notes. Usually I have quite a few pages of notes, so.
I've been sick for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like every time you would start to get better, you would just get something else.
And it just got worse and worse.
Yeah. Well, hopefully now that it's starting to become spring, that, like, the cold and flu season is kind of
right
behind you.
I do think a little bit of it is allergies.
Yeah, I feel that. Like, everyone in my house right now has been kind of having stuffy noses and just head cold kind of symptoms. Mm-hmm. And it's only on the warmer days when the snow's melting and stuff. So, like, today I was fine. I didn't have a headache or a runny nose at all. But the whole week prior I had.
Oh. It's rough, man. It's rough on you. Yeah.
The sinus headaches are something else.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just going to get worse until summer. And then it kind of like slows down a little bit. And then fall, it hits me hard again.
We have a lot of like signs of spring right now. Okay, we're getting, I'm so sorry. Distractions.
Speaking of reincarnation, it's like all of the flowers are like.
Way to tie it in. Rebirth.
Yeah.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
I feel like, you know, with spring, talking about past lives and reincarnation is a good...
Spring's relevant.
Yeah, it's a good time of year to do it.
Okay.
Do you have any life updates or scary encounters or anything from this past month?
No. Do you?
Just that my daughter didn't get off the bus at her scheduled time today, so it was like a half an hour of panicking trying to figure out where exactly she was.
Well, it doesn't help that you saw one bus already.
Yeah, so I don't know if that was her bus or if
it was a different bus. Just put her on a different bus.
Well, there are so many buses that
in
our city. Although I didn't think another bus went by at that time. And it did slow down, so I assumed it was her bus.
Yeah.
Although, when I called and finally got a hold of somebody, they made it sound like they were just running late. And then my daughter told me, yeah, we were running late and we drove by.
Oh, so she was on the bus.
Yeah.
He forgot to drop her off.
Well, she said they have a bus driver and then a helper. And she said that the helper... was new and wasn't reminding the bus driver where to stop because she didn't know. So.
Things happen. I'm glad she's home safe.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are scary in general.
Well, yeah, she does have to walk maybe a half a block. So she doesn't have to cross any streets or anything. She gets dropped off at the corner. So I try to, like, watch her walk home. Because with my youngest, with the weather being really crap, it was really crappy today, so I didn't want to bring her outside and wait for her. Plus, she was snoozing on the couch.
Kids are scary because their lives are literally in your hands.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's like, you gotta keep them alive, and then make sure you don't, like, fuck them up and traumatize them. Which is really hard to, like, not traumatize somebody. Like... I'm just saying.
I feel like it's something that happens to everybody in their lifetime.
Yeah. All I can really do is my best. And
hey, it's what you're trying and you're doing.
Yeah.
Parents should be given rewards.
Incentives.
Your child is alive. Here's a sticker. Gold star.
A sticker. I think that's the child tax credits.
That's not enough.
That's not enough.
Money's money.
Yeah.
We get a new KitchenAid.
And really, I mean, it usually goes back towards necessities anyway.
Yep. Make sure everybody's basic needs are covered.
Yeah.
Give everybody firsts before anybody else gets seconds.
All right. Should we go on to the topic?
Past lives.
All right.
Have a past life?
Huh?
Do you have a past life?
Not that I know of.
You're probably an alien.
Huh?
You're probably an alien.
I always feel kind of like an alien. I don't know. Like, I've never remembered anything. I don't think I ever said anything, like, as a child, like, about my past self or anything. What about you?
Have your kids? Oh, God, no.
No.
I've been told I have an old soul, but I think that's just people being like, wow, you've been through it.
Yeah. No, I was told that a lot as a kid, too, that I was an old soul. Yeah, my kids have never said anything about past lives either. And, like, if someone's going to remember, it's usually children, so. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I actually asked my 3-year-old, remember before you were born? She goes, yeah.
Ooh.
Like, oh, what do you remember? And she goes, my dance teacher was my mom.
That sounds like a fantasy kid.
And I said, oh, was she? She's like, yeah, she'd take me to dance, but she was my mom. I was like, oh, okay.
I do remember my partner's daughter when she was 5 telling me she remembered being in her mother's womb.
Yeah. My oldest says that kind of stuff. Like, she's like, oh, I remember, like, being a baby.
I remember being a baby.
Well, she does. She's always had, like, a really good memory. Like, she'd bring up stuff, like, from when she was, like, 1.5 years old. And it's like, how can you possibly remember that? When she's like, no, I remember stuff from before I could walk. And she started walking at, like, 10, 11 months. So wow. It's like, are you sure?
I mean, I remember the carpet in our old trailer when I was a baby and stuff like that. So I definitely think it's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like with false memories, though, like, you can definitely think you remember stuff and have it not necessarily be accurate.
Probably is nothing like how we remember it.
Right. So what do you know about past lives?
I've heard a few stories about kids talking about one I remember in particular was a kid. He was talking about, who was he? He was a pilot. And he knew everything about being a pilot.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, you know, what we just talked about. Kids.
Kids.
Kids saying the darnest things.
It's always kids. Okay. So past lives are basically, like we said, it's a life, a full lifetime that was lived prior to being the person that you currently are. And there's several different religions and belief systems that have this. Life regression is the method that uses hypnosis to retrieve memories of past lives or incarnations.
Do you say incarnation?
Yes. The practice of past life regression is considered discredited and unscientific by modern-day medical professionals.
Sure.
It is often believed that these memories are false fantasies or delusions or some type of confabulation.
So you can't prove it.
Yeah. People generally seek out past life regressions as a way of undertaking either a pursuit of a spiritual experience or a psychotherapeutic or in a psychotherapeutic setting. An early report for human accessing past life information during a trance state comes from 1923 when Edgar Cayce, while answering questions by Arthur Lammers, a publisher, in a trance state, spoke of Lammers' past lives of reincarnation. The use of hypnosis for past life regression is said to have been developed by A.R. or as a Roy Martin of Sharon, Pennsylvania, who published Researches in Reincarnation and Beyond in 1942. In 1952, the Bridley Murphy case, in which housewife Virginia Tai of Pueblo, Colorado, under hypnosis, was reported by the hypnotist to have recounted memories of a 19th century Irish woman, or Bridley Murray. Past life regression is widely rejected as a psychiatric treatment by clinical psychiatrists and psychologists. In a 2006 survey found that a majority of a sample of doctoral level mental health professionals rated quote-unquote past life therapy as certainly discredited as a therapy for mental or behavioral disorders.
So the doctors think it's like psychosis or dissociative disorder?
So they're just saying that because people are going under hypnosis for this, that doesn't necessarily mean their memories are like a true memory. When people are under hypnosis, they're in an alternate state of consciousness where they're very influential, and it's very easy to either like hallucinate or something along those lines.
Sure.
And they're in such a state where they're just going to believe it to be true. And if you remember back to our first episode where we talked about Betty and Barney Hill, that was one of the reasons people discredited their story of being abducted by aliens, because they used hypnosis to retrieve those memories.
Even though they both remembered it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Betty who doubled down, though, and was like, no, I didn't really.
I don't think so. Oh. I feel like she... No, that's not... They both really believe that happened, and their families or living family members are actually still like investigating aliens and that kind of stuff. I feel like they have a surviving niece or like great niece or something like that that is still actively in like the alien research community.
Okay. I met a guy that had an alien research community card.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, you know anybody that can get into Congress with one of these? I was like, nope. Now I do.
I feel like that's not something like they're supposed to flaunt.
Probably not.
Hmm.
He was just like a regular guy too.
Weird.
Do you believe in past lives?
Do I believe in past lives? Yeah. I don't know. Who's to say?
Yeah. I hope. My, like, hope, if I had a belief system, would be that, like, people can come back and, like, kind of rectify, I guess.
It would be comforting to think there's anything after death.
Yeah. It is. It's hard, yeah.
I found an article from the University of Virginia that I thought was really interesting, and it's titled Advice to Parents of Children Who Are Spontaneously Recalling Past Life Memories by Dr. Jim B. Tucker.
Okay.
So this article basically gives advice on how to approach your child discussing their past lives and how to seek assistance for that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So basically what it says is to not ask leading questions. So like when I asked my 3-year-old if she remembered anything, like you're supposed to wait for them to spontaneously say something, because I don't think her 20-year-old dance teacher was her mother in a past life.
She's like, you know what? Yeah, I do have a past life.
She's like, now that you mention it.
You weren't there.
So this article states, we do think it is fine to ask general open-ended questions such as, do you remember anything else? And it is certainly fine to It is certainly fine to empathize with the child's statement. That must have been scary when, for instance, a child describes a fatal accident.
Yeah, that would be scary.
And then it says that they advise parents to write down any statements that their child makes about their past selves. This information would be important in cases where children give enough information to be able to identify a deceased individual that they are claiming to be. And some people have done that where they're either themselves or their children have remembered so much from a past life where they were actually able to find somebody that fit their description. It says a vast majority of children stop talking about previous lives by the time that they hit 5 to 7 years old.
5 to 7?
Mm-hmm. About the age that children become more involved in school.
Ooh. So we got to stop putting kids in school.
I don't think that's quite where the article was going.
Sounds like a correlation to me.
And then it says that contact us. We would like to hear from families with reports of children who are currently spontaneously talking about memories which appear to be related to a past life. All the information shared with us is private and confidential. Please send us an email with as much detail as you care to share about what you have observed or have been hearing from a particular child. Send your emails and inquiries to our research assistant, Diane Morini. And then it has the email address, which is dsm3j@virginia.edu, to submit your observations and experiences of your child's behaviors and statements about memories of a past life.
You have a definitely like a reader's voice, I guess. I can hear you reading.
Oh, you think so? Like, I'm so self-conscious about reading out loud.
No, definitely. You sound very informational.
I feel like I don't speak very, like, dynamically when I read, but I also feel like that's just kind of how I talk.
Yeah, maybe that's why it works.
I feel like I tend to be more monotone.
Are we both monotone?
Maybe a little. Like, I don't feel like we are very expressive with our voice, like, when we speak.
Okay.
Which, I mean, is fine. Some people aren't. It doesn't make for a very interesting podcast, though.
It's practice.
I guess I wouldn't go as far as to say that we're monotone exactly, but, you know, we're not as dynamic.
You're taking it back now, huh?
So I have another article here from Bored Panda, and it's titled 37 of the Creepiest Things Kids Have Said About Their, quote, past lives, end quote, shared in this online group.
Fun.
Yeah, so it's basically a compilation of, like, Reddit stories.
Reddit. Very, very, what's the word, source? Credible source.
Maybe not the most credible, but
no, Reddit's never steered me wrong.
Reddit has definitely steered several people wrong.
Reddit, I'm just bluffing.
But I thought I'd read a few of these just because they're interesting. Here's one that says, I had a brother pass away from brain cancer. At the time, we had a cat who was a calico just short of and just sort of knew he was battling something. She was really mean to most people, but with him, she was gentle. He would grab her paws and she would just let it happen. Well, about 3 years after he passed, my parents had another child, another boy. He was about 3 when he told my parents about the white, brown, and black cat that used to let him grab her paws. She had died about a year before he was born.
Oh.
That's just sad.
That is.
Like. And then when I'm done reading these two, I want to look up, I want to discuss one more case that is more credible.
Okay.
But I just think these are fun.
Oh, yeah.
My son said, Mommy, when I was big and you were little, I remember dancing in the kitchen. The only person I ever danced in a kitchen with was, as a child, was my grandfather.
Oh. I do, you know, I used to babysit for these people who said that their son, they thought was the reincarnation of, I think it was the mother's dad that passed away. And she said something, he said something about seeing himself, like, a picture, or, like, basically he said something about his past life, and then they brought out a picture, and he's like, yeah, that's, or maybe he just saw him in the house or something, and I think they had the same name. Never mind. I think he just saw the grandpa in the house, and like they showed him a picture and was like, yeah, that's the guy I see.
I have seen like TikToks of people being like, yeah, my kid saw this picture of my grandpa and was like, that was me, or like, that's my friend. And then they say the grandpa's name or like distant relative or something.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is kind of comforting.
It is.
My middle son used to talk about having a different mom before me. He would say
she was his dance instructor.
It was his dance teacher. He would say she was blonde and looked nice, but wasn't nice.
Oh.
So maybe the dance instructor. No, I'm just kidding. Her dance instructor's really
It was, nice. What's that lady's name from Dance Moms?
Oh, Abby Lee.
Abby Lee.
Yeah. He would bring up randomly and only ever got a bit emotional when he would tell me that when he was with her, he never got to grow up. He said that he chose me to be his mom this time because I would let him grow up and get old. When he would say that last part, it was as if he was looking for reassurance. He'd ask me, like, right, Mom, I can grow up this time? Really fucked me up sometimes.
Jesus.
That's sad. My daughter, when she was 3, used to talk about her imaginary friend all the time. Said he was big and fun and spent a lot of time playing with her. One day, I was scanning old photos and had a photo of my father on the desk, and she said, hey, how did you get that photo of my friend? I instantly got shivers down my spine. My father died in the house about 15 years previously, and she had played in a room that used to be his office. I cautiously asked her to tell me more about her friend, and without hesitating, she told me he talked funny. The chills stopped me dead in my tracks because my dad was an Aussie who never lost his accent. See, so that's like just what I was talking about. Like, oh, that's my friend, you know?
Yeah.
Not really a past life, but. And this is going to be the last one I read. Not me, but my friend's little sister. The whole family was out for dinner at a restaurant in a skiing village, which they recently bought a cottage near. My friend's little sister, as soon as they walked in, said, I know this place. My mom and I used to paint here. To which my mother replied, we've never been here before. What do you mean? She replied, no, my mother from before. We used to paint here all the time. My family was obviously a little freaked out, but didn't think much of it, as she was pretty young and they figured just messing around.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, though, when talking to the waitress, the little girl said, again, adamantly, mentioned how she used to paint here, and the waitress revealed that, in fact, was an art studio for many years in the 1900s, but had been converted sometime in the early 2000s into a restaurant. Needless to say, the entire table, waitress included, got goosebumps and were at a loss of words.
I can't even remember what day it is.
This is from India Today. It says, 3-year-old recalls past life, identifies killer, and location of the body. And this is dated May 20th, 2014.
I feel like I may have heard about this.
Yeah, like this is
TikTok or something.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this one several times. It's one of the most. I feel like it's one of, like, when you talk about past lives or reincarnation, this is one of the stories that comes up the most, just because it has so many details that were accurate.
So it's pretty credible.
Yeah.
Seems credible.
I mean, there's just too many, there's just so many coincidences.
Yeah.
A 3-year-old boy in Syria's Golan Heights region has suddenly become the center of attention after he revealed that he was murdered with an axe in a previous life. The boy of the Druze ethnic group was born with a long red birthmark on his head, according to Druze beliefs. I think that's how you say that. Birthmarks are related to past life deaths. When the boy was old enough to talk, he told his family that he had been killed with an axe blow to his head. As custom, the elders took the child to the home of the previous life to see if he remembered it. And sure enough, the boy knew the village he was from, and once he arrived there, he remembered the name he had in a past life. Locals told elders that the man who the boy was claiming to be had gone missing 4 years earlier. When asked, the boy also remembered the full name of his killer. When the alleged killer was confronted, his face turned white, but he did not admit to murder. The boy then took the elders to where the body was buried, and in that very spot, they found a man's skeleton with a wound to the head that corresponded with the boy's birthmark. They also recovered the axe that he had been killed with. The boy's full story has been documented in the book Children Who Have Lived Before Reincarnation Today by German therapist Trutz Hartow.
I think that's the guy I was thinking about earlier.
Yeah. But the once the body was recovered, the man accused did end up confessing to it too.
He did?
Yeah.
I was wondering.
So this 3-year old who is the same age as my youngest, could tell where he was from, his name, who killed him, where he was buried, without ever actually being there before. Which is just insane to me.
So, does it say, what year did the guy pass away? What year was the guy murdered? And what year was the kid born?
The article, the article was from 2014. So the kid was probably born 2011. 2010, 2011.
And does it say when the guy was murdered with the axe?
It said 4 years ago. From the article, so right before the kid was born.
It's stories like this that make you go,
I think the one thing I have against doing the hypnosis, past life regression, and that kind of stuff is people always claim to be the same couple of people. They always claim to be, from the Titanic or, some famous person or,
Hey, right. It's never just a regular guy that went to work every day.
Yeah. It's always, kings and queens. I think people like the idea of being somebody special or having, memorable lives. Which, I feel like that's fair. Everyone wants to be special. But that's, my only, major thing with it. I know there's past life regression videos on YouTube that people can do, and I've seen people on social media do them before and stuff. I just wonder the validity of that versus having someone hypnotize you, because there are therapists that specialize in that.
I definitely think those sound interesting videos to watch.
Yeah. When I type in past life regression near me, a few places do come up in my city.
Well, Anna, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, I couldn't breathe for a second.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode.
I don't even think I could say that if I tried. Echopode.
I just want to go to bed.
I don't want to wake up.
Okay. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of From the Haunted Closet.
Have a good night, Anna.
You too. Don't forget to check out our Instagram at From the Haunted Closet, where we post any pictures or articles that we talked about in this episode.
Yep, we do. Yep.
Okay, bye.